ואין דף ידחס המדבייס, איתמה, רב ורבי חנינה אומרי בוטלו מגילס טיינס. רב ורב חנינה הולד, ואיפטר חול בן הבייס, just like if he came bottle the Yomim Tovim, which were existent during Binyan Habayis, during the Binyan Habayis Sheni, the Dalit Tzomis were Nishapach L'mayadim Tovim, they had a Dinyontiv, which was also Behesped of Betainis, but after the Chuban of the Habayis Sheni, these Mayadim became bottle. So Rabbi Chanina hold, who adin, botla megillas tainis, the yomim toivim, which chazal wa keveya al hanisim shekoru. So he also became botl after the chuban of the bayisheni. Let us see what Rashi says. Botlu megillas tainis. So Rashi says, yomim toivim shekovu chachomim ayidei nisim sheiru behem. The Wanisim which had occurred in these days, Va'osrum Betainis, V'yesh Mehem Af Behespit, other Yomim Tovim Va'os Af Behespit, V'kosvum B'Megillah Achas, and was written in the Megillah, Ilein Yomaya D'Loilis Anobahu. It's Achshav, Shechorav Habayis, now that the Beis Hamikdash became Chorev and became Bottle, the Ma'adim Tovim of the Dalet Tzomis, so these Yomim Tovim is also Botlu, Umutorin Behesped Betainis. And now they are Muta Behesped Betainis. That's what Rav Rav Chanina hold. Rabbi Yoichin and Rabbi Shub and Levi Omri, Loi Botlu Megillas Tainis. Didn't become Botlu. It's still in existence. And it's still also Behesped Betainis. Now the Gemara explains what the Machlekes is. Rav Rav Chanina Omri, Botlu Megillas Tainis. We had learned before that the Ma'adim Tovim of the Dalet Tzomis was Bisman Sheyesh Sholem, when the Beis Hamikdash is Kayim Yulisosn L'Simcha. Ain't Sholem, but if there's no Beis Hamikdash Tzom, then Akaponim Tzom is permissible. There's no Isser Tainis. So these Mayadim, these Yomim Tovim aren't better than these Yomim Tovim that they are Midivrei Kabbalah. And just like these Yomim Tovim became bottle with the Chuban Bayesheni, so these other Yomim Tovim also became bottle. Rabbi Yoichin and Rabbi Yishub and Levi Omri, Loi Botlo Megillas Tainis. Hani hu de Talinu Rachmon ve Binyan Beis Hamikdash. That is true. The Dalet Tzomis, which were Yomim Tovim Bizman Bayesheni. So the Pasuk said that there are only Yomim Tovim Bizman Sheyesh Sholem, there's a Bayis. Ois Beis Hamikdash, Ois Yontif. The Pasuk was Toilet, these Yomim Tovim were only chal when there was a Beis Hamikdash. Aval hanach k'dekayimi kayimi. But the Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tainis are not dependent at all with the Chuban Habayis or Binyan Habayis, so they still remain. Zot Rashi, Ein Sholoim Tzoyim, Ba'aval gav de Bizman Habayis Karino Mayadim Tovim, they were Yomim Tovim, Aval Pikeim. After the Chuban Habayis, this time, then you're permitted to fast. Ranach Nami, the Megillas Tainis, Kihani Mashpin Elohu. They are similar to these Yomim Tovim. Kihechi Dahani Botli, Hani Nami Botli. Just like the Ma'adim Tovim became Botli, so these Yomim Tovim also became Botli. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuba Levi say that it's no Tzushtel. The Mayadim Tovim of the Dalet Tzomis, the Talinu Bibinyan. These are Take, are Tali in Binyan and Chuban Habayis. The Al Yidei HaChuban Hukva Ula Tzom. The whole Tainis came about because of Chuban Bayis Rishon. ועל ידי הבניין, and after כל ישראל וזכה to the בניין of the בית השני, וכפול יונתיו. שכשנבנה בית השני, שולחו בני הגוילו, האב כבחידש החמישי, הינוזר כאשר עשיסי זה כמה שונים, that was the שאלה. Should we continue fasting now that we have a Beis HaMikdash? מיום החום, כמו שנאמר שם, ששיבה הקודש ברוך הוא, כי צמתם הספויד בחמישי ושבי, זה שיבים שונים, אם קם ואילך, יהיו לסוסנו לסמכו, מיד הם טויבים. These יומים טויבים, which were the הפך of the צוים, were dependent in חובן הבייס, in בניין הבייס. But the other יומים טויבים, have no shaykhs, the Yom Tovim of Megillus Tainus have no shaykhs at all with the Binyan Abayis or Chulban Abayis, so they are still in existence. Zok the Gemara weiter. Mosiv Rav Kahane, so Rav Kahane asked the Kasha, an Rav and Rabbi Hanine, who said that it's not that the Megillus Tainus became bottled. There was a maise v'gozru tainis b'chaneke belut. Now we have to know that what chaneke is a yontif, chaneke is also behesped of a tainis. I mean, this originates from Megillus tainis. The Gemara says, Masech de Shabbos, b'chofei b'kislev, yoymi de chaneke, t'manyin inon, d'leila mispid b'hoin, d'leila is'anis b'hoin. This is from the Yomim Tovim of Megillus Tainus. So lechayre, the halacha should be that bizman hazeh, according to Rav and Rabbi Hanine, lechayre it's bottle. This is what should be mutter behesped v'tainus. Maise, there was a maise, v'gozru tainus b'chaneke b'lut. There were gozru tainus on chaneke. V'yorad Rabbi Elezer v'rochatz. Rabbi Elezer went and it was reichitz. Now by a tainis gemure, the chitz is also. It's one of the chamesh inuyim. So Rabbi Elezer wanted to be mefarsim that the tainis isn't chal, it's chanukah, so it was rochatz. Rabbi Yeshua v'siper. Rabbi Yeshua went, and it was also mefarsim, it's not a yom tainis. He went, he was mestafer, he took a haircut. The Turiyevin Muchitzich, what did Rabbi Yeshua accomplish? We don't find that Aspiris is also betainis. So what did he accomplish with taking the haircut? That's the Turiyevin's kashin. Mrei Misode seems to say, that could be Taspiris is also it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tak Samaches. It's brought down Kol Hashori Betaines Lo Yinhag Idunim. You shouldn't feel comfortable. Some Misada means to say, so it could be Taspiris, even though it's not from the Chomesh Inuyim, but could be it goes into Idunim. So one should not take a haircut on a tainis. Ba'amru lahem, that's what they did themselves. Ba'amru lahem, and they also said to all those people who fasted on Chanukah, Tzu v'his'anu alma shehis'anisem. The fakir, you have to do tshuva, and that you fasted. You think you're this katana mitzvah, there were guys of tainis. Fakir, the chanukah is also betainis. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is on Rav and Rabbi Hanine. I mean, it's bottle megillas tainis. So fakir, so the gzeira of tainis was chal. They did the right thing. So you see, klo, from Belez and Rabbi Yeshua, is a gdeli tanoim that fakir, that you don't say botla megillas tainis. Zogt Rashi, v'yorad Rabbi Lezer, v'Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, acha chuban abayis havu, they were after the chuban abayis, בימי רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, רבם חורב הבייס. They were after חורבן הבייס. And they told them, היסענו על מה שהיסעניסם. היסענו כלומר עשו תשובה. So what does Rashi want to say here? Hisanu means asu tshuva. So this was Emes wants to say that Rashi held that you can't say Hisanu kipshutai the teshet fast, meisif tainis latani. So there is such a aloche. A person fasts a tainis cholam in Shabbos, so he has to fast Sunday also, because it's mevatel oinik Shabbos. This was Emes wants to say that Rashi held that, That's a din of Shabbos, Einik Shabbos. So then there's a din of Mesef Tainis Letanise. But if one fasts Chanukah, Afilu, there's an Isser Tainis, but you don't have to fast another day because you fasted on Chanukah. You have to do tshuva. So that's where Rashi says, Asu tshuva. Mulamaise, Shulchan Aruch, Simentak Samaches, we paskin la aloche, that if a person fasted a tainis cholam and Chanukah, he has to fast a tainis latanisa. The makir is a gos maimini, per galf mehilchis tainis ois tes, and the gos maimini brings the raya from Agamore, zu visano amashe sanisem, so he learned visano kipshutai. Al kaponim, we see klor, that they were not oikir, the Megillus Tainis, it's still applicable after the Zman HaChulban. They weren't allowed to fast on Chanukah. Omar Rav Yosef, Shani Chanukah de Ike Mitzvah. So Lachere, Rav Yosef, this is how the Ritva wants to say Pshat, that Bishleime, the Yomim Toivim, all other Yomim Tovim, which are brought down in Megillus Tainis, the whole Tzura of the Yontav was that it's also Behesped V'Tainis, that was the Yontav. So that then after Chulban HaBayis, that became Bottle. That Yontav became Bottle. But Chanukah, besides the Isser Hesped V'Tainis, is Chanukah brought with it of itself a mitzvah. So that means if they'd be oiker the yontif, they'd have to be oiker the mitzvah also, the mitzvah of adlokas ne'achanekeh. That they didn't want to do already. That means to be oiker the yontif alone, that they did. Because they're the oiker the yontif like they were oiker the yontif of the Dalet Tzaymes. It was only a yontif that was a behesved v'tainis, so that became ois yontif. But since there was a mitzvah here also, so they didn't want to be oike the mitzvah. So memela, so they left it. Omalei Abaye, v'tibotel ihi, v'tibotel mitzvosa. So Abaye said, that's not a cheshbon. If it is true that there were oike, that Megillus Tainis became bottle, the Yom Tov became bottle, so you have a problem, you have a mitzvah law also. So the mitzvah law is bottle bernef. If the Megillus Tainis becomes bottle, so whatever was niskan, the Megillus Tainis should become bottle. So the mitzvah also become bottle. Not the mitzvah is tali in the yontif. Like you're saying before, the yontif is tali in the mitzvah. They didn't want to be oike the yontif because there's a mitzvah. Verkehrt dabei fragt. Verkehrt, the mitzvah is totally in the yontif, and if you're oike the yontif, the bottle eve, the bottle mitzvosa. Elo Omar Rav Yosef, Shani Chanukah, the mefarsim nise. Let us see what Rashi says. The mefarsim nise, kvar hu golui lekol Yisrael. Ayudeisha nogu boy ha mitzvahs. Echziku boy kishel teure, b'loi nochein levatlei. The Davon Yirashi is very unclear. Kvar hu golui l'chol Yisrael. What is golui l'chol Yisrael? V'chayre Rashi means the mitzvah, the Ness is goli l'chol Yisrael. Loshna Ritve, sh'ayidei ha-mitzvah nisparsem ha-Ness b'yontem zeh. That means that the Ness became mefulsem. Ayidei sh'nogu boy ha-mitzvahs. That means this is, it's not some of Yontif with mitzvahs. The Niyuga mitzvahs brought about a pilsam anes. And Rashi is moise v'chziku boy kishel teire. Exactly what Rashi means over here, I don't know. V'loi nochein levatli. For some reason, Rashi means to say that this is different. This, the Chanukah brought about a pilsam anes. So Chanukah, you can't be oikel. So memeile, So it's no kasha. That means all the other Yom Tovim from Megillas Tainus became bottle, but Chanukah didn't become bottle. Let us see Tosfos. The Yorad Rabbi Elezer Verochatz, Mimas Nisan. So who asked this kasha? Rav Kahane asked the kasha. Rav Kahane asked the kasha. And if you'll say became Botla Megillas Tainis, so why weren't they allowed to fast on Chanukah? That's Rav Kahane's kasha. He asks from a Baraisa. So Tosfos asks, Mimas Nisan, let him ask from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said they sent out Shluchim, Kislev, Mipnei Chanukah. Now these Shluchim were sent out after the, this is speaking about after the Churban Habayis. No, so why did they send out Shluchim Mipnei Chanukah? L'chayre, there's no Chanukah after Churban Habayis. So Tosfos says, Masnisen al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah Lo Yehava Lo Lakshuye V'lo Oilam Lo Yechoshev Yontif Afo Lohochim Adlikin Neire Zeich Elenes. So Tosfos says as follows, Rav Kahane Here is a kasha from the Barais. Rav Kahane personally felt, and this is how the Ritva explains Tosfos, says Tosfos was Mekatzer. Rav Kahane personally felt, afilu you hold that they were Mevatel Megillas Tainis, that's only the Yom Tov Sheboy. The Yomim Tovim become bottle after Churban Bayashaini. But there were mitzvahs, there was a mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. He says, the mitzvah zicha didn't become bottle. That's no shaykh, but the mitzvah zicha doesn't have any shaykhs with the ma'adim ta'ivim of the dalet zaymes. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. So memela, when Rav Kahane learned our Mishnah, and it says, you send out shluchim, you send out shluchim to know when to be madlik neiris Chanukah. I don't know if according to Rav Kahane, maybe they said halal also, and halal nisim, but it wasn't a yontiv. It wasn't a yontiv that's also best for the times. That's why Rav Kahane did not ask from our Mishnah. He asked from the Beraisa that seems it's also betainis. That's Rav Kahane. Now, Abaye and Rav Yosef disagreed with this Nekuda. Abaye and Rav Yosef held you can't split the mitzvah from the yontif. So that's why when Omer Rav Yosef Shani Chanukah Dike Mitzvah, so what did Rav Yosef answer? Rav Yosef answered, he says, you know why the Yom Tov is still in existence? Because there's a mitzvah. So Abaye says this, so we bevatel the mitzvah. So the Ritva explains that there was a machlokes amiroim, if you hold that the Yom Tov becomes bottle, can you split it? Rav Kahane held the Lechatchili could split it. So therefore he didn't ask from our Mishnah, he asked from over there. From the Baraisa, Abaye and Rav Yosef held Fakel, you can't split it. It's other. So Rav Yosef said, since you can't be Oike the Mitzvah, so you can't be Oike the Yontif, and Abaye said, Fakel, be Oike the Yontif, and you'll be Oike the Mitzvah also. So there was a three-way Machloikis Betzen. Zog de Gemara weiter. Moisev Rav Ache Bahune Betloso Betishrei the third day of Tishrei Betelis at Karto Minshteraya. It became bottle, the minig that people used to be masker in the Shtoris Maskoris Hashem Shegozro Malchus Yov, and now the Gemara explains what became bottle. Shegozro Malchus Yovam Gzeiro Shaloy Lahaskir Shem Shemayim Alpiyim. The Malchus Yovam were geyser that the Shem Shemayim should not be Niska. Or Shegozro Malchus Hashmeinoi Vinotzchum Iskinu Shiyem Maskirim Shem Shemayim Fakert. Punkt Fakert. They made after Connor, you have to be Maskir Shem Shemayim Afilu Bishtovis. V'kach ha'yu koisvim b'shnas, kach v'kach l'yoichanin koyin godol l'keil elyoin. So they wanted Bedavka in the stories to write that this is this and this year, l'koyin godol keil elyoin. L'keil elyoin. Gvaldik. Och sheshomu chachomim b'dovo, but the chachomim did not appreciate this takone, that to be maskir the shem shemayim in stories. Omru lemocho ze pereyas chayvoy, v'nimtzo shtar mutl bashpe. Says you have good intentions, but it won't end up good. When the chayv will be paid up, the shtar will be thrown away, and you have the shem shemayim bebizoy. Ubitlum. So they were mevatel this takone of the bnei hashmonoi. And it was accepted. We'll see in Rashi, it wasn't such a posha to zach to be oike this takone, but bol Hashem. They were mevatel the takone, v'oise hayoim asu yontiv. So this day, Gimel Tishrei, when they saw that it was niskabel, that they stopped writing the Shem in the shtoris, so they made that a yontiv. Agavuche, Rab Chaim Oizer speaks about our Gemara. What was the kilkul that you had the shtar is mutl ba'ashpe? First he was mitzadid, there's a shach in Yeredeyes and Mekufay and Tess that says that a shem laz is muta b'mechike. Agavuche, we should know, a shem laz is equivalent to kinuyim. What is kinuyim? Rachum, chanun is kinuyim. What does that mean? Mi shekoyren oisai rachum. Rachum isn't a shem ha'etzem. Mi shekoyren oisai rachum. Mi shekoyren oisai chanun. That is a kinuy of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Kinuyim amuta b'mechike. So Hashem Laz is also that way. Mi shekoyren oisai beloshen ze azay and azay. That's also a kinoy. The Shach says that you're allowed to be moichik Hashem Laz. So first the Rav Chaim Oizer wants to say, so the calamity over here was because they didn't write Hashem Laz. They wrote Kael Elyon. Kael is from the Shem Hashem Nimchokim. So Mimele, that's why there was a calamity. But then he says that that's not Pshat. Pshat is not because of the Shem Kel Elyon, because he says, Afilu you'll say that Mechike is also, but Gram Mechike is Mutter. Mechike is also. This is not Mechike. It's a Gram Mechike. He throws it away and someone will pass by and after 25 people walk over, it'll get Nimchak. Because of the elements, because of being stepped on, that's a gram mechike. And that wouldn't be also. And then there's a shitas agos maimini, that agos maimini holds that Hashem shaloi nichtav bektushe, even though it's from the shem shenim nimchokim, wasn't nichtav bektushe, so there's also no isa mechike. Rabbi Chaim Moses says the problem over here was bezoyin is gorami mechike. This is Bezoyin Hashem. This is not Mechikas Hashem. And therefore, he tain is that, so by Bezoyin, there's no heter of Kinuyim. There's no heter of Hashem Balaz also. This is Bezoyin. If it's Mutl Ba'ashpe, it's Bezoyin, and that is no heter of Kinuyim also. He brings an Asivis, an Atumim, and Simach of Zayin, that in the letter one should not be masker. Filubalaz the Shem Shemayim. Also, this Gemara nimtze shtar mutl ba'ashpe. This is Bezoyin. And as Bezoyin, he tain is that 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 Hashem Balaz is also an Issa Bezoyin, and it's a bit of a geschäft. Let us see Rashi. Betlosa betishrei kach kosev v'megile loshen arami. Betelis at karte. The third day in Tishrei became botul the haskores Hashem. Bitlu haskores Hashem shemaim and hashtores. Ubekushi yochlo levatel. Was a difficult undertaking. Shekvar noagu ha'om. Seems the om had taken to it. It was a kanois, it was a frum mezach, fakert. Tafke, it's very frum, it's a kach v'kach le'yechanen kain godol le'keil el'yayim. V'chshishomu chachomim u'bitlum or dibitlum, that the om was taki, even though it was kfar noagu, huchshar adovar beineyem v'nechshav lahem l'nes. V'so yontiv. The pashtas from Loshen Rashi would seem, to my sure is a psadif in Mahalacha, but that's from the pashtas of Loshen Rashi would seem that the problem over here was fighting City Hall, the Omatzech Ongenum and Taket to write the Sheamus. It was a schooler for the Malve, Chveis. It was a good, same Ongenum. And they were Mavatl. But it seems that, when they were mevatel, because they held Lalochi, not allowed to do it. But they themselves didn't know that they'd be successful. But they were mevatel, fartik. And when the attack is successful, v'nechshav lahem l'nes. No, attack is a zechgelungen, that was a nes. I mean, the certain kilkoires was which are put out from the heintike gedolim. And sometimes people ask, no, who's going to listen to them? They ask the television. No. What's it my off-geton? So, what's that my machin the kolkeire? The one who doesn't have a television won't have. The one that has because of the kolkeire that the oikazine will throw away his television. But kaponim from Rashi would seem Chazal did that. Chazal went, they held the ubitlum, they went, but they didn't, they themselves didn't think that it would help. That it helped is Baruch Hashem is a mess. But that's no stira to make the kol keire. The kol keire darf me machen. Is that sich gelungen? Is it tak a mess? Darf me machen a yonte wegen das. That's also true. Al kaponim, let us get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that, this was a yontif that was made. V'isal kedaitach, botla megillas tainis. If you'll say that it was botla megillas tainis, is kamaise botl. So all the yomim toivim which are written in Megillas Tainis, a bottle. Achranaise, maisifim. So now they made a new yontif. If you hold, according to Rav and Rabbi Chanine, that's bottle Megillas Tainis. So why did they make now a new yontif? There's no yom tovim anymore after Chuban Abayis. Enfati Gemore, hoche b'mayaskinem b'zman shebeis amigdash kaya. So Mo says, no, this yontif is not a yontif after Chuban Abayis. This is a yontif bisman chaneke, bisman the chashmeinoim, fakel shegavro, the chashmeinoim v'natzchum. So meila, then there was yomim toivim, the dalet tzaymes were yomim toivim. Then they made another yontif. Frag the Gemara, oh, so you're speaking about bisman, is this, so you're speaking about bisman that there was the Beis Hamikdash, if it typically davel a yom shenerig by Gedalia ben Achikam. So Memela, so that day is a yom tov. We're talking about Gimel Tishrei. Gimel Tishrei is a yom tov. They don't make Gimel Tishrei a yom tov. It's a yom tov with divrei Kabbalah. Omar Rav leinitzrcho elo leser esh shelefon. So the Gemara says, einachanami taka. The yom tov of Yontav of Gimel Tishrei, which is a Yontav of Divrei Kabbalah. So that is only us, Gimel Tishrei. Beis Tishrei would be mutalis anais. So therefore, they made that Gimel Tishrei should be a yontif mi Megillas Tainis. That we'll see that by the Yomim Toivim of Megillas Tainis, it's also lishanis lefneim alachayim. So that's what they accomplished. They accomplished by making Gimel Tishrei a yontif mi divrei Megillas Tainis that it should be also lishanis afilu beis Tishrei. Frek de Gemore shelofonov nami, tepik le davi le yoim shelachar ishchaydish. You don't have to asser the day before Beis Tishrei als this new yontev of Gimel Tishrei. Beis Tishrei is also because it's the day after ishchaydish. The Shagasai is mevayna zeshtet in Ritve that the Gemore havin ishchaydish is at the Rabbonon. So for ishchaydish is at the Rabbonon, it's also betaine, so it's also lifneim v'lachem. So it's very also beis tishrei als reish chaydish, the day after reish chaydish. En for the gemore reish chaydish the yereise u the yereise loy boiches. The gemore says no. Reish chaydish is a yontev the yereise. Reish chaydish is also betaines min ha-toyre. So since it's also betaines min ha-toyre, leiboy chizik, so they didn't asa lifneim lachayim. The whole issa lifneim lachayim was to ensure they shouldn't fast in the yontev of Megillas Tainis, so they asked lifneim lachayim to be mechazik their takone. But reish chodesh is also min ha-toyre to fast. So therefore, the day after Rosh Chodesh is mutter, afilo mi derabbanon to fast. So therefore, they made now a new yontif of Gimel Tishrei. So it's their yontif. So now Beis Tishrei is also lisanis. That's what they accomplished, but the whole yontif was only negev is man abayis. The sanya, hayomim ha'ilak suvim b'megillas tainis, asurim bein lefneim bein lachayim. Shabbosos v'yomim tovim heim asurim lefneim lachayim mutorim. Ma'hefresh bein zeh lozeh, what is the difference? Halol u'divrei teire, Shabbos and yontev is also betaynes min ha-teire, men divrei teire tzrichen chizek. Halol u'divrei seifrim, aber the yontovim of Megillas Tainis is me divrei seifrim. Divrei seifrim tzrichen chizek. Fregt die Gemara v'teipik leit aber le yoim shelifnei yoim shenerik boi gedalje ben achikam. Fregt die Gemara that, what are you telling me? Adarabonon, adaraisa does need a chizik, but adarabonon does need a chizik. So lechayre, the yontev of Gimel Tishrei of Tzoyim Gedalje is not a yontev min ha-teire. So if it's not a yontev min ha-teire, it needs chizik. So then we're back now to the old kasha. So why did they have, if it's only Neigeya? Bisman Habayis, so Bisman Habayis, we have a yontev of Gimel Tishrei, which is my Adam Toivim. And since this is not a yontev min ha-teire, so it needs chizik, so it comes out that Beis Tishrei was also lis anos. So now we're back to the kasha, so why did they make this new yontev of Gimel Tishrei? What did they accomplish? It's already also betaynes. Gimel Tishrei in Yom Shalafonov, Alts Yom Shenarik Begedalye Ben Achikam. And for the Gemara, Omar Ravashi, Gdalye ben Achikem, Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, ke Divrei Teire Domi. Divrei Kabbalah is like Divrei Teire. So therefore, doesn't need Chizik. So therefore, they made the Yontev of Yoyme de Botla at Karta Mishtaraye to tell us that this is a Yontev Tarabonim. This is a yontev that needs chizik and memele, so they made this yontev in order to asa beis tishrei, also betaynes. Tishagasarye, netshuve, simen kuf aleph, brings down the machlekes apaiskim, if one is permitted to fast Rosh Hashanah, because others fast Rosh Hashanah, others are you not allowed to fast. das all das mit für fest. So the first Shagasai says, we have enough in the Gemara that you're not allowed to fast Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah for sure. The Gemara says it's Rosh Chodesh. Min HaTorah you're not allowed to fast. That's, as I would have said, given. So, this is the Rakasha. I mean, how can you say you're allowed to fast the first day Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, as Rosh Chodesh al Kapon, you're not allowed to fast. Then he clears a Shaila, what's with Rosh Hashanah alone? Because the whole Talmud is Rosh Hashanah, have a din moyed, has a din yontev, there's a chiyuv pas, we're not up to fasting Rosh Hashanah, but it's a very negated kishayla aloch if a person forgets yalav yovoy, do you have to bench over again? It's a shreklach kishayla. It's very unclear. If it has a din yontev, that's mechuyev bepas, so you have to bench over again. If you're not mechuyev, it doesn't have a din yontev, so als Rosh Chodesh, you're not mechuyev to wash. But if Rosh Hashanah is a din yontev, you mechuyev to wash, and the mele, you have to bench over again. So he says, oh, but first of all, you see that you're not allowed to fast. The first day Rosh Hashanah, als Rosh Chodesh. What about Rosh Hashanah gufe? So he says, l'chayre, it would seem, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to fast als Rosh Chodesh. What's with Rosh Hashanah? So by states from the Gemara that Rosh Hashanah you could fast. It's not a yontif. The Gemara just mentioned Rosh Chodesh. That's his first mahalach. Then the Shagasaya says, Grad Ritva says the same cheshbon, that could be Al Rosh Hashanah, it's also Osa Betainis. That's Pasha. The Gemara wants to say, but the Gemara asked the Kash Al Rosh Chodesh, because the Gemara held in the Havamin of Rosh Chodesh is at the Rabbonim. So the Gemara says, the typically, it's Yom Shalacha Rosh Chodesh. So Memela, why are you telling me that they accomplished by Asarin Gimel Tishrei that Beis Tishrei will be Osalis Anais? Beis Tishrei is Saivasai Osalis Anais because of Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara and the Havmin held that Rosh Chodesh is at the Rabbana. So that means even though Min HaTorah, even though in a Torah you're not allowed to fast als Rosh Hashanah, but if Chazal put a new Shem on this day, he said it's Rosh Chodesh also, in Rosh Chodesh the Isser Tainis is also the Rabbanon, so als the Shem Rosh Chodesh, they would ask the next day to be Mechazik Tivreim. So it could be, from the Gemara, there's no right that als Rosh Hashanah you could fast. Rosh Hashanah could be Yizichah can fast. No, the Gemara's pilpul was, the Gemara and the Havamina held that Rosh Chodesh is at the Rabbonon, so therefore they would ask her the day afterwards, also Chizik LeDivreim, and the Gemara answers, no, Rosh Chodesh is also at the Reis. Let us see Rashi. V'teipek Lai Beis HaMikdash HaVekayim, if you're telling me that there was only Negeya Bizman Abayis, because after Chulban Abayis, there's no Yontif anymore. He basically makes the Shavakai, but Lavo he have a Yontif. The Ainu Tzayim Gedalia. Bekol Yerachmona my Adim Toivim Bizman Abayis. Zumal says, Loi Nitzrecho, Hod Ha'odor Kavua B'Megilas Tainis Al Dovo Zeh, El Al Da'eser Esmel Gamhu B'Tainis. The purpose of the Yontif was to ask even the second, the Beis Tishrei, the Mrina Lekame, Hayomim ha'eilo haksuvim b'megila haim ulefneim ulachayim asurim. So the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh moyed di'arais. Here's a din Yontif min ha'teir that's also b'hespet b'tainis. U'da'arais eloi bo'i chizik lesa lefona v'lachot. Avu yemei megilas tainis, darabonon, and shrichin chizik. Ki heichi, the leilesi lisanis, beyond tevatzmai. This, they made a gzeira that you shouldn't fast even the day before to ensure that you won't fast on the yontev. Yoim shalif nevi, lav deraisu aboi chizik, that was the Gemara's kashas, the Gemara said, the divrei kabbalah ke divrei teire domi, vein tzrichen chizik. Let us see Taisvus. V'teipik lei dahavala yoim shenera gedalye ben achika. Shulisosain v'simche l'shulisosain v'yontev bizman shebeis amigdash kai. Now, Taisus had a kasha. I mean, the Gemara asked if you'll say that it was Mevatel Megillas Tainis after Churban Habayis, why did they make a new Yontif? So the Gemara answered, the Yontif was Negeya Bizman Habayis. So the Gemara asked, Bizman Habayis typically als Yom Shenerg by Gedalia Ben Achika. So Taisus had a kasha, Lachera, I mean, it's sicher that the Yontif was already Negeya Bizman Habayis. I mean, this was, at the Kone Bizman HaChashmeinoim, and the Chachamim were Mevatel there at the Kone, so Zichr was Bizman HaBayis. So what's the Kasha according to, Afka according to Miyishver? So Taisu says, yeah, Olaman the Oma Loi Botla Megillas Tainis. If we wouldn't say like you, we would say Loi Botla Megillas Tainis. Aino la'acha chuben. So then it could be, so it was negeya to make this takone, not for bizman habayis. They made it bizman habayis, but it was negeya for after the chuben. The Mefarshim explained they knew bizman bayisheni there would be a chuben. They knew it wouldn't last forever. So al kaponim, so then it's very good. So then it wouldn't be shver. So they made the takone now, l'mayin afkemina, for after the chuben. That's if you say that after the Chuban, the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainis are still in existence. But if you tell me that Botla Megillas Tainis, so the whole Yontif was only Negei Bizman Binyan Habayis, Bizman Binyan Habayis had only this Yontif, typically it's a Yontif of Tzaim Gedalia. Asurin Bein Lifneyem Bein La'achareyem. Says in the Baraisa that these Yomim Tovim and Megillas Tainis are also Beilifneim Bein Lachem. So what is also? So Taisva says, Hainu Lehis Anois. The days before and after these Yomim Tovim are also Betainis. Avo Behespid Mutter. That means even though the Yom Tovim alone are also and Hespid, but the days Lifneim Lachem are Mutter Behespid. The Gemara says there as follows. Meireish yarche de nissen, from Reish Chodesh nissen, va'at manye bei, these 8 days, from Reish Chodesh nissen till Shmoine benissen, itoikem tmide. The Chazal had a gewaldike netzochen. They had a machloikis with the tzedoikim and baitusim. The Batusim held that a person could be menadev, kolben tamid, doesn't have to come davke from the tzibur, it could be a kolben yochid also. They were choylik, and they were menatzeach, the Batusim, in these 8 days. So it says in Megillas Tainis, mireish yalche denissen, va'at man yebei, Itoikim Tamide. So, Matavegishtel, the Indian, that the Tomid has to be a Kolben Tzibur. Deloy lemispet behind. And you're not allowed to, not only is it also betainis, it's also behesp. Uporich, frek the Gemore, neimer mitrei benissen. Why do you have to say that they made a takone deloy lemispet behind from Rosh Chodesh till Ches Nissen? Let them make a takone from business. V'reish chaydish gufe osar als reish chaydish. Reish chaydish is osar behespit. So memela, why did they have to make a takone that reish chaydish is osar behespit als der yontev? It's osar behespit als reish chaydish. Umishani, lesser yom shalafon. You're right. Als reish chaydish alone is also osar. But they wanted an asa the day before. The mishum reish chodesh deyoraisa loy mitzah deloy boy chizik. Fine. So lechera, we're going to see lechera the gemara means that they asked reish chodesh to asa erev reish chodesh betainis. We'll see. Fine. Frag the gemara v'su porich. Frag the gemara nandar kasha. V'teipik lei. So, they asked Reish Chodesh, they made Reish Chodesh a Yontif, that Choftes Ado will be also betaynus. That's lifnei. Fragt die Gemara, wird teipig leida wie joim de bosor eschim utmanje ba'odo. We're going to soon learn there was a yontif chofches odo. So, fragt die Gemara, if the whole purpose of them asring Rosh Chodesh was that Chof Tes Odor should be also betaynes, Chof Tes Odor is also betaynes because there's a yontiv of Chof Ches Odor, umemele, so Chof Tes is also als Achreim. Umishani lo Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said a teretz, Kol Shela Achof, if it would only be als chof ches oder betaynes osa behesped muta, that means als chof ches oder it's only la'achov, it only asks betaynes b'zeh hoyul umutul ben shnei yomim toivim. But now since Rosh Chodesh Nissen is a yontiv derabon and since chof ches oder is a yontiv derabon, so now mashme de'i lav hochi, if it would not be for this cheshbin that Chof Tes Adar is between two yomim toivim, ve'avinesa behespet, afol gavdu yom shalafnei resh yachad nissen di toikim tamide, the leila mispet, even though from Rosh Chodesh Nissen it's a yonta that's also behespet, afol pikein, the day before is only also betayin, it's not behespet. No, since the day before is between two yomim toivim, so they asked it behesped also. That's from the Svasemis is Mavaya, what's the cheshbin? The Svasemis says, because they wanted a chizik over here. They wanted a chizik. So if you're going to have a chof tes odor will be also betaynes, you're not mechazik both of the yomim which are surrounding it. Maybe you mechazik chof ches, maybe you mechazik rosh chodesh. So therefore, they wanted to be mechazik both, so they made that chof tes is also behesped also. Lav davke noket chavashi kol shel achav, du adin kol shel afonav, behesped mut el mishum dekoya shel achav nokte. Bekitzer, Taisvi says that this isa asurim, Bein lefneim, bein lacheim. This is a iser tainis, not an iser hespet. V'yesh ledagdek mitoich kach. So now, if we were mevarim that the iser bifneim uva achreim is an iser tainis, the hodiktoni. So let's go further now in the brayis. It says that the yontoivim midivreim, since there are only other rabbonim and srichin chizik, so it's also betaynes lefneim v'lachreya. Shabbos is v'yomim toivim, which are also mina toire, so it's not also bifneim v'achreim, and that means it's not also betaynes lefneim v'lachreim. As I dach mezog. V'yesh ledagdek mitoich kach, dohodik toni shabbos is v'yomim toivim, heim asurim lefneim v'lachreya. Hey Masurim Lefneim Lachayim Utorim, Betaynis Ayri. This is speaking about Taynis. So it comes out from our Gemara. We have now enough in the Gemara that the Yomim Toivim of Megillas Taynis, so the day before and after, the days before and after are also Betaynis. Shabbos, which is Adi Raisa, so Shabbos is also Betaynis. Erev Shabbos is Mutza Betaynis. So now we have a problem. What is the problem? There's a whole sugi in Erevin. There's a machlokes tanoim if one is permitted to fast Erev Shabbos. What's the shaila? A big shaila. If you're allowed to fast, to be mashlim the tainis, because it comes out you're being mashlim in Shabbos. You're being misane in Shabbos. There's a whole sugi in Erevin. Now, l'chayre, we have an ofene. And let us be a little bit more mafurit. Hamachlokes Rav Yosi and the Chachamim. Rav Yosi holds you're permitted to fast. Rav Yosi and Rabbi Kiva. Rav Yosi holds you're permitted to fast Erev Shabbos and you're mashlim the tainis in Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva holds you're not mashlim the tainis. Now we have a baraisa Abba Reise says that the Yontovim de Rabbonon is also Lis Anais Lifneim. Shabbos is Mutter Lis Anais Lifneim. Shtetach Klo that Atainis is Mutter Erev Shabbos. That's very interesting. We have a whole sugi in Erev, and we have a Taisus that just uncovered Abba Reise over here. Was weist ois klar that you're allowed to fast Erev Shabbos. The yeshli dagdek mitoich kach, the ho diktoni shabbos is vyomim toivim heim asurim lefnem alachem utorim betayne sairi. So Taisus wants to say two terutzim. One terutz vaso yach bereise kerabi yoisi. So Taisus, not kefelech, as a machloikas tanoim. So this bereise could be is going according to Rabbi Yoisi, the omar besoif bakel ma'alvim, the Erev Shabbos, Misanu Mashlim, he holds, Taka, you're allowed to be Mashlim Erev Shabbos. Period. Inami, Tais wants to say a second teretz, Kerabono, it's going according to the Rabono, who holds, you're not allowed to be Mashlim. Ubeloy Hashlom, that's what it means. Estis Erev Yontiv to the Rabono, you're not allowed to fast without Hashlom. Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to fast without Ashlom. So it means, Loisanes means without Ashlom. Im Taima, Fakteise, das Taigdach nicht. Ibe loy Ashlom. If Agamor is speaking about the fast, beloy Ashlom, afilu beyontev atzme shori. Kidemuchachosem. Afilu in the yontev drabonon, you're allowed to fast beloy Ashlom. He can't say this. Taisus brings a Gemara, the Omar Rabbi Lozer bar Tzadik. Ani hoyisi mibnei Sanov ben Binyamin. He came from the Mishpocha of Bnei Sanov ben Binyamin. Now, this Bnei Sanov ben Binyamin had a yontev every asore be'ov. The yontev was that they brought a korban eitzim to the Beis Hamikdash. You bring a korban eitzim to the Beis Hamikdash, that was a yontev. And they didn't fast, that was a yontev, they didn't fast that day. It was also betaynis. So it says as follows. Ani ha-yisi mibnei sanov ben binyamin, v'chal tishabov liyais b'shabbos, Tishabov was Chal Shabbos, v'dechinu ad la'achera Shabbos, so they stooped off Tishabov to Sunday, vis aninu boy, we fasted Sunday, v'loi hishlamnuhu mivnei sheyontiv shalonu hoyo. Since it was a yontiv for us, we were not mashlam. Agabucha, this is the makayah, others bring down that if a person makes a bris, a sorabahov, Tisha B'Av, that's Nitre, and it's a yontev delay, so maybe not mechuyev to be mashed. Al Koponim, the Gemara says that by a yontev de Rabbonon, they fasted, they weren't mashlim. So Taisa says, how can I say that what it says, Erev Yontev is also betaynis? That means it's a fellow also betaynis, a putara shlome. A filin yontev is mutter a tainus without a shlom. Be a shlom, as Otaisu says no. In yontev is osar a tainus without a shlom. In erev yontev is also osar a tainus without a shlom. Now what, you have a problem? The Gemara in Erevim. So Otaisu says, the shani tishabov the chomer. Tishabov is doich a yontev. Teida, the komar hosom, the Gemara says over there, shani yontev the devrayim. The Gemara says, since in the Yontev alone, Misanin Boy Shois is the day before your Mashlim. That means like this, that this Mishpoche of Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik, what happened on normal Tisha B'Av? They fasted Tisha B'Av. It's the Yom Shalafonov. Yom Shalafonov is also betaynis. So the Gemara says, but since the taynis is doiche the yontif, that you fast shoyis, so erev yontif, you fast all day. V'hocha asrinim bein lefneim bein lachayim. Our Gemara says, Klo, you're not allowed to fast the day before Yom Tov. There the Gemara says you can fast the whole day. Ela, hosom betes ba'ov d'chomel. That Gemara is speaking about tes ba'ov d'chomel. So memele, so it's no raya from that Gemara. V'ho, the maisi hosom raya mitisha ba'ov shechaliyah is be'erev Shabbos. And now Tesis came to a new yesod. That Tisha B'Av is more chomer than all Taneisim. The Gemara over there clear the shaila, if a person was mekabel on himself at Tainis Erev Shabbos, is he permitted to be mashal? The Gemara brought a raya. Rabbi Yossi holds that Erev Tisha B'Av, that's chal Erev Shabbos, you're mashal. So the Gemara brings a raya. From Tisha B'Av to a tainus that a person was mekabel al atzma. So now Tesis has a problem. I just said that Tisha B'Av is more chomer than all tanaisim. But the ma'isi osam raya mi Tisha B'Av shchali is berev Shabbos. Toma Rabbi Yossi mis anu mashlim. Abnei beirav and a Talmud Chochem di Yosvi betanisa b'mali Shabbat di shoyr lashlume. So more brings a raya. Just as we see that Rabbi Yossi holds. You're allowed to be mashlem Tisha B'Av Shchali Yoyz Berev Shabbos. Who would then if a person was mekabel atainis Erev Shabbos, he's also mashlem. Afal pisha chilaknu ben shal tainis le Tisha B'Av. We just said there's a difference between shal tainis le Tisha B'Av. So Tosis mikomo kemaisi shaper raya deloi choshev tainis mashanichnas le Shabbos tshuma une. He says the shaila is, if a person is permitted to be mashlem, the shaila is one shaila. Is this called fasting in Shabbos? Or is it not considered fasting in Shabbos? If it be considered fasting in Shabbos, so then if Tisha B'Av would be chal Erev Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to be mashlem, because Tisha B'Av is not Deicha Shabbos. The Shabbos Deicha Tisha B'Av. V'im hoya choshev tainis hoya osa. So if we see from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi held that Erev Tisha B'Av, that Erev Shabbos, Shechalias by Tisha B'Av, one is Mashlim. So we see from Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yossi held that Hashlomus HaTainis does not have a shame Tainis, that Shabbos is Deiche. Ele Vadai Lechoshiv Kimis Ane B'Shabbos. So it's not considered fasting in Shabbos. So within that it's not considered fasting in Shabbos if a person was mekabel a tainis Erev Shabbos. Just let's start a little bit the next Gemara. Mosiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masta. Again, we had a machlokes amiroim. If Megillas tainis became bottle, if the Tanaisim, which the Yamim Toivim, which Chazal had made, B'Shaitoi, if they're still applicable after Chuban Abayis. So the Gemara brings down a Maise. Be'esrim Utmanya Bey, the 28th day of Adar, Osos Besurto Tavse Liudoi. That was a very freilichic day. It was a Gvaldike Besura Toivim. What was the Besura Toive? The Lo Yeidun Mi Eireise. That they were not Oiker Klal Yisrael from Teire. What was the Yontif? She Gozra HaMalchus Gzeire. The Roimi Yemeire Gzeire. Threefold Gzeire. Number one, Shlo Yasku B'Teire. Number two, V'Shlo Yemeilu Es B'Neim. And number three, v'shiyachalulu shabosis. Ashrek l'chegzeir. Ma oso Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaveirot. Holchu v'notlu eitzo mimatronisa achas shekol g'doyle roimi mitzuyin etzlo. We see who the g'doyle roimi was, but that's besides the point. So they went to this matronisa, and they asked her, and they said, what can we do politish that we should be mevatel this gzeire? Omro lahem, so she told them, you know what? Boyu vihivkinu balayla. You should make a hafgone balayla. And that'll help. Holchel vihivkinu balayla. So that night they went and they made a hafkone. Amru, they started screaming, Rachmim, Ey Shemayim, Rebbeinu Shaloylam. Lo Yacheichem Anachnu. We're brothers with the Raimiyim. V'loi b'nei of Echad Anachnu. We have one father, we stand from Yitzhak. V'loi b'nei Eimachas Anachnu. One mother, Rivke, Manishtaninu Mikol Ume V'loshen Sh'atem Gezrim Oleinu Gzeireis Koshes. And it worked. Ubitlum. V'oisei Hayoyim Asu Yontif. So they made this day a Yontif. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Be'esrim utmanye bei ba'ador koi b'megilas tainis, to lo yeidun mine reise, shlo yitztarchu l'nateik atzmon mine teirem. It seems the simcha was, there were three gzeiris over here. The simcha was that they weren't oike them from teire. Rashi and tainis says klo like that. They weren't oike them from limud teire. L'cheire the shayla is, there's a threefold simcha. They can make a bris, they can make Shabbos. Tachsach me'epshat is, the Eilus Ephraim says a gewaldike yesod. By Chanukah, that they also asad. You see, the Sinai Yisrael have a one-track mind. Antiochus asad mile, asad Shabbos. So he says, you know why he asad mile and Shabbos? He wanted to asad Torah. The Torah is Yonke Gangan 11. That's why he asad mile and Shabbos. What mein shmita leitza hasinai? So the Eilus Ephraim says a gewaldike yesod. A person has an olas halef. In order that teire should penetrate, that one should understand teire, you have to get rid of the olas halef. The shaila is which doctor can take off the olas halef. It's a very delicate ola. So he says if you take off the olas bosa by mile, so the olas halev will go off also. Kozman, there's an olas bosa, there's an olas halev, forget about Torah. He says Shabbos is also, the Medrash says, that the Torah came to the Rabbeinu Shalom and says, Yidin come in Teretz Yisrael, Zahilach lekarmai, Zahilach lesadeyu, Torah matahayalel. So the Rabbeinu Shalom says, no, it's one of Shabbos. Shabbos came alone, Gansbach, no. Business. Aber Shabbos was made for Torah. So the Eilus Ephraim says, that was the Mechuvan of Antiyoches. Nishkein Shabbos, Nishkein Mila, so there's no Torah either. So the Mele, the Yontif was that they had Torah. Shlo yitztarchu l'natek atzmo min ha-Torah. That was the whole Yontif. Mila and Shabbos was only a hechetimtze to make sure they should be menutik from Torah. Hivginu tzoako b'shvokim u'b'choyves k'day sheyishmu ha-sorim Birachmu aleichem, tzaku. Ei shemayim kloim elamana kodesh bochum. So memele, so from here with it, so that's why they made chavches ador ayonte.